Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi out on the Heritage Trail on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. Today, we're headed for its very center in Headwaters Park, where several markers stand recalling our stories. Around the turn of the century, the nationwide City Beautiful movement found local expression through the efforts of Charles Mulford Robinson and nationally known landscape architect George Kessler. Seeking to reclaim the natural beauty of our rivers, Mr. Kessler incorporated them into a sweeping plan of riverside drives and parks, which would bring the Indiana landscape into the heart of the city. Proposed in a report presented to the city's park board just days before the devastating flood of 1913, the plan was permanently delayed by the advent of World War I. Despite the lessons of the 1913 flood, no further efforts at natural reclamation of this site were seen until 1927. In that year, Robert B. Hanna, acting as a consultant to the City Plan Commission, published a vision for a great river park. This park would extend, in his words, up and down the St. Joseph, St. Mary's, and Maumee Rivers for many miles within and beyond the city, including the development of the region about the confluence of the rivers and known in history as the Gateway to the West. Central to Robert Hanna's vision was the scenic landscaping of the site which Headwaters Park now occupies. 8 years previously, this land had been owned by his grandfather, Sam Hanna. 50 years later, his dream would be realized during his grandson's generation. Architect Eric R. Kuhn was commissioned to design a flood control plan that would provide for a park and festival center. It could also serve as a model for flood control in other sections of the country. The Headwaters Park Commission was formed to implement and fund the plan that is now Headwaters Park. Mayor Win Moses called for the construction of the park in 1981, 1 year before the Great Flood of 1982. In 1984, the Indiana Department of Transportation also developed a plan for the downtown floodplain. Mayor Ivan Lebomoff urged that the city light funds, created for the sale of the city lights utility in 1974 to Indiana and Michigan Electric Company, be used for certain civic development funding, including Headwaters Park. Mayor Paul Helmke committed city lights fund money along with state funds for land acquisition and building demolition. The Headwaters Park Commission raised $10 million from the private sector to build the park and festival center. Construction to develop approximately 30 acres in the space downtown known as the Thumb in the bend of the St. Mary's River began in 1984. On October 22, 1999, Fort Wayne's 205th birthday, the Headwaters Flood Control and Park Project was dedicated to the citizens of Fort Wayne. There are approximately 20 acres of parkland that lie in the floodplain. Another 10 acres comprised the festival plaza and parking lots that were constructed on higher ground. Headwaters Park was created as a downtown feature and became a reality through the donations and the labor of the citizens of Fort Wayne. Well, our time is up for today's walk through the park. This is Tom Castaldi inviting you to join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.